So let's review. The Gemara now brings a braisa, which will expound on and interpret another pasuk in the Torah regarding the Isra of Baal Ta'achar. The pasuk states, "Meitzes of Hesecha Tishmar, Vasisukash Nedarta L'Hashem Lekecha, Nedava Asher Dibarta Beficha." The Gemara learns, "Taraban, Meitzes of Hesecha, Zumitzes Haseh, it is a positive mitzvah to fulfill a pledge made to Tzedakah. Tishmar, Zumitzes Lois Haseh, it is also a law not to fulfill a pledge made to tzedakah. Vasisa, asar lebezdin shiasucha. If someone does not fulfill their pledge, bezdin is commanded to enforce collection of the pledge. Kasha nedarta, zen neder. If someone made a pledge by saying harei alai and does not fulfill it, they transgress both a negative and a positive mitzvah. Lashem lekecha, eloch atois vashamais oilis rishlam. If someone is obligated to bring karbanas and does not do so, they are either both a positive and negative mitzvah. Nedava kemashmoy. If someone made any pledge to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, they are obligated to fulfill it. Asher dibarta, ilu kachi bedek habayis. Pledges made to bedek habayis, which is for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, one is obligated to fulfill this. Beficha zu tzedaka. Even pledges made to help the poor, one is obligated to fulfill. And if one is delinquent in fulfilling this obligation, he transgresses a mitzvah from the Torah. The Gemara questions the apparent redundancy of this drasha, as we have learned each of these items in the previous braisa. Meitzes v'secha zu mitzvah saseh lomali, as we have already learned previously from the pasuk, uvasa shama v'avesim shama, that one also violates a mitzvah saseh by delaying a pledge. Similarly, tishma zu mitzvah lo saseh lomali, as we have already learned out the lav of delaying a pledge from the pasuk, lo yisa'ach l'shalmai. Vasisa azhar lebezn she'asucha. We've already previously learned that from the pasuk Yakir Vaisai, that we force a person to fulfill a pledge to tzedakah that he previously made. And so this entire drasha seems to be superfluous. The Gemara answers, Chad di amr v'lay afrish, v'chad afrish v'lay akir. One limit is referring to where he made a pledge, but did not separate or prepare it, whereas the other is referring to where he did put aside his pledge, but simply did not bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. In each case, he is a very series of Isurim, as the Gemara itemized above. V'tzricha. And each one is necessary. Diashmi non omar v'lay afrish. If the Gemara had only addressed the case of pledging without separating, we would have thought that the Isur is violated because he did not fulfill his words at all, as opposed to afrish v'lay akriv, where he separated the pledge, but did not follow up and bring it, because kol heichad isa begaz drachmana, since he has already separated the sacrifice or donations, they remain in the domain of holiness, even if not actually given over. On the other hand, if the Gemara only addressed the case of where he separated his pledge, it was delinquent in bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash, we would have thought that only in such a case is there an Isser, since he is physically holding back the final fulfillment of his pledge. Whereas if he merely pledged verbally, maybe words alone would not invoke a violation of the law. Kamash Mulan, that he is ivri even for a verbal pledge alone. Therefore, the Gemara needs to teach both cases separately. The Braisa had taught, Beficha zu tzedakah, that even for delaying a pledge to tzedakah, to help poor people, one is in violation of the Isra Baal Ta'achar. Rava clarifies and says, V'tzedakah mechayv lo la'altar. If someone makes a pledge for funds for the needy, one need not pass three yom tovim to violate the Isra Baal Ta'achar, but rather he is ivri immediately, if he does not fulfill his pledge. Dokai mi'anim, as anim have an immediate need for these funds, and they're immediately accessible to him. Rava then adds that, while regarding the Isra Baal Ta'achar, one is ivri only after three yom tovim have passed. However, he is ivri the aseh of avesim shama after just one yom tov. Moreover, says Rava, kimen shavu lav gimel regalim, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim ivri b'Baal Ta'achar. After one has been delinquent in bringing his carbon for three successive yom tovim, subsequently, each additional day that one delays bringing his carbon, he is ivri an additional Isra Baal Ta'achar. The Gemara then presents a braisa which qualifies the Isra Baal Ta'achar further. Echad b'chari ve'echad kol ha'kachim, kimen shavu aleim shana b'lei regalim, regalim b'lei shana, ivri Baal Ta'achar. The Isra Baal Ta'achar goes into effect either after three yom tovim have passed, or after 1 year even if three yom tovim have not passed. This is understandable according to the opinion that the three yom tovim must be in order beginning with Pesach. Then such a situation could occur if, for example, one made a pledge right after Pesach. Then it would take almost 2 years to pass before the three yom tovim pass again from Pesach. However, according to the opinion that the three Yom Tovim need not be in order, how can the full year pass without having three Yom Tovim pass? After some discussion, the Gemara concludes that this would be a case of a leap year. And following the view of Rebbe, who holds that a year consists of 365 days and not a calendar year, as we see by the law of Bat Erechema, where Rebbe holds that Shana Tamima is defined as a count of 365 days. Or according to Rav Shemaya, who holds that the Yom Tov of Shavuos can fall out either on the 5th, 6th, or 7th of Sivan, depending whether the months of Nisan and Iyar have 29 or 30 days. In such a case, conceivably, if Shavuos falls on the 5th of Sivan in year 1, and on Isru Chag, the 6th of Sivan, one makes a neder to bring a carbon, and the following year Shavuos falls out on the 7th of Sivan. In such a case, a year of 365 days can pass without having passed three Yom Tovim, according to the view of Reb Shemaya. Reb Zera questions the following. If someone inherited his father's possessions, is he obligated to bring the pledges that were made by his deceased father? Is the Isser Baal Ta'achar contingent on actually making the pledge, which the Yerush did not do? Or perhaps the obligation falls on the Yerush, as he has inherited the property, and just as he is obligated in the mitzvah of Uvasa Shama, he is also obligated in the mitzvah of Avesim Shama, which would include the Yerush. Answers the Gemara, the Tan Reb Chiya, Meyimcha Prat LeYerush, which clearly excludes a Yerush from the Isra of Baal Ta'achar. Reb Zera then asks, Isha Mahi Baal Ta'achar, is a woman chayiv in the Isra of Baal Ta'achar? Perhaps she is exempt as she is not obligated in the Oilis Ru'iya, as is a man. Or perhaps since she is included in the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov, as Rashi explains, the word Beisa refers to one's wife, to which Abaye answered, in fact, since a woman is included in the mitzvah of Simcha of Yom Tov, she would indeed be liable for the Isra of Baal Ta'achar as well.